Go, go, go!
At swim meets across the country and around the world, all the focus is rightly on the action in the water. Before any swimmer dives off the blocks, the recorders and other officials have been hard at work. Recorders are like the air traffic control of a swim meet, a critical, unseen role. They allocate swimmers to lanes and ensure that all results are accurately recorded and reported. The role of a recorder is highly dependent on the type of meet and amount of computerization. Many meets make extensive use of computers to schedule swimmers and events, record times, and automate workflow. A few meets are still run entirely manually, with entries handwritten onto cards, the use of handheld stopwatches, and paper-based recording systems. Most meets have a mixture of manual and automatic processing. As a recorder, it is your responsibility to understand and apply the processes and rules, regardless of the available technology. You do not need to know how to actually operate specific software systems such as Meet Manager. However, you do need to know what they are used for and be able to verify that the information they produce is correct. At a meet where there is no control room supervisor appointed, a chief recorder and one or more recorders will be appointed. The chief has overall responsibility and will delegate tasks to others in the team. The terms recorder and chief recorder are often used interchangeably. There is only one accreditation for both roles. Where there is a control room supervisor, a recorder assumes the role of chief recorder, under delegation of the control room supervisor. This course covers everything that you need to know, regardless of the meet. Don't be put off by the volume of material. As a new recorder, you won't be expected to nail it at the next national championships. A great place to start as a recorder is as a results auditor at a local meet. Your only duty will be to check the work of others. It's a fantastic way to learn without any pressure, and it's extremely valuable. Whilst everyone helping to run a meet tries to do their best, errors do occur. There are varying levels of volunteer experience, tiredness creeps in, technology can fail, and swimmers occasionally compete in the wrong lanes. Consider this. At a one-day meet, there may be 1,000 individual swims, each timed to 1/100th of a second. If the meet team record 99% of these correctly, then that leaves 10 errors. As well as being unfair, any one of these errors might affect a swimmer's eligibility to qualify for other events or a record. There is a high probability that you, as a results auditor, will spot many of these errors, enabling them to be corrected prior to release. At the end of the meet, you and the rest of the volunteers, swimmers, coaches and parents will leave with full confidence in the results. Many recorders may not want to do anything more than act as a results auditor at meets. That's absolutely fine. For those that really enjoy it, then they may wish to nominate as a chief recorder or learn other control room functions. The core duties of a recorder are the allocation of swimmers' starting positions, this is known as seeding, determining the results of races, this includes determining the correct times and placings for each swimmer, recording results, so the information is not lost, preparing the lists of finalists in events where there are heats and finals, compilation of the full results from a meet, including medals, point scores and records. This course is structured into lessons as follows. At a state or cell meet, the recorders will operate under the purview of a control room supervisor, and most of the initial setup of the meet will be finalized by their office staff. At other meets, a chief recorder will be appointed and shall have overall supervision responsibility for the recording team and meet manager computer operators, and allocate recorders to their specific duties and supervise their performance. They will advise the referee of anyone who is not performing their duties to the required standard. Report to the referee any matter that could affect the function of the recording room or the prompt publication of results. Liaise with other meet officials, including check starters, clerks of the course or marshals, the announcer, runners, AOE operator, and the technical manager. Notify the announcer of the heats and lane numbers assigned to the swimmers, the finalists in an event, and lanes assigned, plus all results. In Lesson 2, we will cover the recorder's responsibility for the allocation of entered swimmers into their starting positions in heats and lanes. This is known as seeding, and includes re-seeding and amalgamations. In meets where heats and finals are contested, the chief recorder has responsibility relating to withdrawals, non-starters, and producing seeded lists. In meets with relays, the chief recorder will receive and collate relay entries. Determining, recording, and publishing results is covered in Lesson 3. This includes the determination of placings, times, and results, processing of infraction report cards, multi-class event specifics, checking and documenting results, medals, point scores and records, and their publication and dissemination. Computer printouts from Meet Manager software are quick and easy to understand. Those from the AOE computers can be more challenging. Lesson 4 is a deep dive into AOE or SAT timing slip interpretation, and it's much more exciting than it may sound. We will show you what to look for so that you can spot soft touches, ghost knocks, and distracted timekeepers. We will wrap that into a practical example of being a result auditor at a local meet. Each lesson concludes with a short online test to check learning. These do not count towards your final result. After Lesson 4 is the recorder online test. Passing that demonstrates your knowledge of recording theory and is a major step towards accreditation. Recording is a specialized role and suits people with particular attributes. Analytical skills are key, especially when combined with a composed posture. Attention to detail is crucial. Recorders need to both communicate clearly to and follow instructions from others. Good teamwork and people skills are desirable. The ability to maintain focus throughout a meet is important. If this isn't you, then don't worry. It certainly doesn't stop you becoming an accredited recorder. We are sharing to increase awareness. As a recorder, there are several electronic systems that you are likely to encounter, especially if you work at larger venues. Automatic officiating equipment, or AOE, is a primary timing system driven from the touchpads. Semi-automatic timing, or SAT, is the backup timing driven from the timekeeper's buttons. At some venues, AOE and SAT are entirely separate systems, whereas at other venues, they are combined. Where they are combined, there are usually two parallel systems. The primary is used to run the meet, and the secondary is a hot standby. Both systems have an operator. As a recorder, you do not need to know how to operate the AOE or SAT, but you should be able to interpret the printed result slips from them. We cover this in Lesson 4. At national meets, high-speed video is used instead of SAT as the backup timing system. Recorders need not concern themselves with this. Meet Manager software is the main system for managing the administration of swimmers during a meet and recording their results. It produces most meet documentation, including programs, marshalling sheets, and results notices. Similar to AOE or SAT, at major venues there are often two parallel meet manager systems, a primary and a secondary hot standby, each with their own operator. As a recorder, you do not need to know how to operate Meet Manager. You should be able to instruct its operators and validate its output, though. Major venues have an electronic scoreboard. It usually shows live information regarding a water-based event or a summary of a previous heat or event. The scoreboard is usually driven by primary AOE or SAT system, and the recorder is not responsible for the information displayed on it. Diligent recorders will often keep an eye on the scoreboard because it can be an indicator of potential problems with results. For example, missing times or swimmers' names may indicate missing or incorrect results. Meet Manager and Meet Mobile phone apps and other digital live results services are driven from the Meet Manager software, and the recorder is responsible for their content. You do not need to overly concern yourselves with these, because your management of results will automatically feed through to these digital services. Let's now look at how these systems interoperate with each other. Again, this is more applicable to meets at larger venues. Prior to the meet, all the swimmers' entries are combined into an electronic Meet Manager program file. This is the responsibility of the Meet Management Committee, not the Chief Recorder. Upon arrival at the venue, this Meet Manager file is loaded into the Meet Manager software. Marshalling sheets are then printed for the marshals or clerks, of course. The electronic Meet file is then transferred into AOE or SAT from Meet Manager. Information for specific heats is then sent to the scoreboard as the event is swum. The AOE or SAT operators will monitor the timing systems and ensure that the correct results are displayed. Absent swimmers should also be removed. Upon completion of each heat, the referee will confirm the scoreboard results to the AOE or SAT operators. If there are any queries or disqualifications, then these will be communicated. The heat results will then automatically transfer into Meet Manager. Once all heats in an event are in, and any outstanding queries resolved, the results for that event will be printed. These printed results are collated with the printed slips from the timing systems and any infraction reports, and passed to the recorder for checking. The referee may also give instructions directly to the recorder. As an example, if the referee authorises a reseed or amalgamation recommended by the clerk, of course, or recorder. And the changes uploaded into the AOE or SAT system, and then the scoreboard. The recorder will check the results and deal with any issues as required. Once they are satisfied, the results will be passed on to the runner for distribution to the notice board, announcer, and medal presentation team. Meet Manager automatically updates digital live results services such as Meet Mobile. At the end of the meet, the electronic results file is backed up and saved from Meet Manager and handed to the meet organisers. That's a lot of information in one dose. You don't need to know this for accreditation, but it will help you understand how the meet operates. Feel free to return to this in the future. We've just covered the workflow at a larger computerized meet. We will now describe the structure of the team that drives this. At the largest meets, a control room supervisor is appointed. That person reports to the referee and has overall responsibility for all activities in the control room, including the recorders. The control room function that falls outside the recorder's remit is operation of the timing systems and scoreboard. This is the role of the AOE and SAT operators. The reason for this separation is that timing systems and the scoreboard are operating in real time and need close and expert supervision. For example, the control room supervisor will monitor all touchpad and timekeeper operations and make immediate decisions about which results to use. They will also monitor relay changeovers and may call on information from high-speed video. Where there is no control room supervisor, the chief recorder has responsibility for all other control room functions, including overseeing Meet Manager software operation. Area, club, and other less complex meets do not have a control room supervisor. The chief recorder reports directly to the referee. The primary AOE operator usually has delegated authority from the referee to make decisions about which times to use. Let's now wrap up this first lesson by covering some practicalities. As a recorder, you need to be aware of and understand the rules and meet conditions of the Meet Management Committee, what equipment and technology is being used to produce programs, heat sheets and results, whether the meet is being conducted as timed finals or heats and finals, or a combination of both. The conditions governing eligibility for finals, medals, awards, and the basis of any point score. Much of this information should have been published by the Meet Management Committee in advance. Recorders should arrive at the pool at least 1 hour prior to the advertised starting time of the meet, as they need to be involved with entry and program queries and other duties. On arrival, the recorders must report to the referee so that they can be marked present, receive a program, meet other officials, and become familiar with the recording room area. The referee will give any special instructions applicable to the meet. The chief recorder will receive the instructions from the referee when a control room supervisor has not been appointed. At major meets, all equipment and forms needed by the recorders are delivered to the pool by the Meet Management Committee. Prior to the meet, the control room supervisor or chief recorder should confirm with the Meet Management Committee that all equipment, office machines and forms will be at the pool at the nominated time. For all other meets, the chief recorder would liaise with the promoting body or club involved to ensure these will be available on the day of the meet. The forms required include infraction reports, relay team nomination sheets, finish judges' sheets, withdrawal forms, and record application forms. Stationery required includes loose leaf copies of the program, original entries, notepads, pens and coloured highlight pens, means of fastening and holding papers and forms, such as a stapler and staples, paper clips, bulldog clips, rubber bands and paperweights, and sticky tape for posting results. When Meet Manager or similar software is being used, a computer with printer for results and point scores is required. Where available, a photocopier can be used to streamline the publication of results and amalgamations. At outdoor venues, be prepared for wet or windy conditions. Plan for the worst, but expect the best. The number of recorders required will vary according to the type of meet. It is typically two or more. The number must be sufficient to ensure that the meet is conducted in an efficient manner. One of the recorders will be appointed as the chief recorder. Well done. That completes lesson one. You are now well on your way to becoming a recorder. We have covered the responsibilities of a chief recorder, including management, allocation of swimmers, determining and recording results, and compilation of overall meet results. The attributes of a good recorder were discussed, as were the electronic systems that you may encounter. We walked through the workflow at a computerized meet and the team structure in the control room. Finally, we spoke about the preparation and other general information. Allocation of swimmers' starting positions is the topic of our next lesson. Many people find that it explains some of the mysteries of who gets to swim in which heat lane. See you again soon.